AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An arrest has been made in connection with the leak of classified military documents on the Ukraine war. Attorney General Merrick Garland says 21-year-old Jack Teixeira was arrested in Massachusetts.
In connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information. Teixeira is an employee of the United States Air Force National Guard.
Investigators believe Teixeira, who specializes in intelligence, led the online chat group where the documents were posted. Garland says FBI agents converged at Teixeira's home near Providence, Rhode Island, and heavily armed tactical agents took him into custody outside the property without incident. Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon was asked about the impact of this leak.
Just as we're limited in what we can say about the DOJ's ongoing investigation, we'll be also very limited in what we can say about any of the documents themselves.
A source tells the AP Teixeira opposed many of the priorities of the government and denounced the military, but stressed he didn't believe Teixeira leaked documents to undermine the government or for an ideological reason. Justin Pearson was sworn in today in the Tennessee House. He is one of two black lawmakers kicked out by Republican leadership over support of gun control protesters.
There will be a new building of this building.
Yeah.
With a foundation built on love.
Yeah.
With pillars of justice rising up.
Yeah.
With rafters of courage covering us.
Yeah.
With doors that are open to everybody.
Yeah.
In the state of Tennessee.
Justin Jones, the other lawmaker in Tennessee, was also reinstated. Police say the suspect, who made credible threats against California's Capitol, shot a gun from his vehicle while driving through two Sacramento suburbs last night, lodging bullets in the wall of a hospital. No one was hurt. The threat forced California's assembly to cancel its session today. Senators evacuated to work in a new location. The Capitol is open to the public. This is AP News. An update on the search for actor Drake Bell in Florida. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Daytona Beach police say Drake Bell was in touch with officers and is not in danger. Hours earlier, police had said he was missing and had asked the public for help in finding him. Bell had last been seen near a high school Wednesday night. Police did not give details on why they were investigating Bell. His representatives did not return requests for comment. Bell became famous as a teenager for the Nickelodeon series The Amanda Show and Drake and Josh. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Police in Philadelphia say a truck with hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of dimes was broken into while it was parked overnight at a local store. The thieves got away with a lot of dimes, $100,000 worth. The tractor-trailer driver had picked up about $750,000 in dimes from the Philadelphia Mint. Responding officers found hundreds of dimes scattered all over the parking lot. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.